Welcome to Teach Kids by Child Evangelism Fellowship, helping you teach truth to the kids in your life.
Sometimes people who've been involved in church for a while say things that are understandable in church culture, but not to those outside of the church. For instance, they may talk about being saved or saying the sinner's prayer. Many may wonder, saved from what? And what's a sinner's prayer? Clear communication is important, especially when sharing the good news of Jesus. Someone who is saved has faith in God. They believe the Bible is God's word and that Jesus bore the punishment of our sin when he died on a cross. By believing in Jesus, one is saved from eternal separation from God. The sinner's prayer is talking to God about your sin, that you trust Jesus took the punishment for your sin, and that you want a relationship with God that never ends. For many, even with that explanation, there's more to understand. Some may wonder, does a prayer save me? Do I have to say certain words to God? Maybe you've heard a Sunday school teacher have children repeat the sinner's prayer after them. A number of verses in the Bible clearly state God's condition for salvation. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." When you believe in Jesus, trust he is Lord, that he died for your sins and rose again, you will have eternal life with God. You're saved by what you believe about Jesus, not because of a specific prayer or words that are said. However, talking to God about what you believe helps clarify God's work of salvation in you. When children tell me they want to believe in Jesus, I talk with them about what the Bible says they should believe. If they agree, I encourage them to pray these three things. Tell God you're sorry for your sin. Tell God you believe Jesus died for your sin and rose again. And tell God you want him to change you so you can live his way with his help. This verbal expression of what they believe begins an important part of their relationship with God, talking to him in prayer, and it affirms their decision to put their faith in God. Maybe you look back to the time you prayed the sinner's prayer as the moment you believed, but how can you be sure you're saved? I like to point children to what God's word says as their assurance of salvation. If you've believed in Jesus as the Bible says, then you can trust God's promise to save you from your sin and give you eternal life. God always keeps his promises. He's the one who provided everything so we can have a relationship with him. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." God has given us everything we need to know him and live with him forever. His kindness should motivate us to grow in our relationship with him. I love to teach kids about the benefits of knowing God. Sadly, there are some who think they will live forever with God because they prayed certain words, got baptized, or did some other ritual. Jesus didn't suffer and die for our sins to offer an eternal life insurance policy to be redeemed upon our death. He gave his life so we could have life with him now and forever. Faith is about a relationship of trust in the living God who made you and loves you. Is someone saved by saying the sinner's prayer? They are saved if they put their faith in God, trusting his word and his way. When they believe Jesus died for their sins, they become a part of God's forever family, just as John 1:12 says, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." It's not wrong to lead others in the sinner's prayer as long as it is clear that they must believe in Jesus to be saved. You can teach kids how to put their faith in God. CEFpress.com offers a variety of gospel tracts and tools. Many gospel videos are available on the Unite TV app, including New Heart. The article, "Does the Sinner's Prayer Save Me?" at cefonline.com provides those links. Remember, you can trust God to keep his promises. He wants you to believe in him and be saved so you can have a relationship with God now and forever.
Teach Kids is brought to you by Child Evangelism Fellowship.